بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful.
سورة أنزلناها وفرضناها وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات لعلكم تذكرون.
This is a surah, meaning chapter of the Quran, which we, meaning Allah, have sent down, and which we, Allah, have enjoined, meaning ordained its legal laws. And in it, we, meaning Allah, have revealed manifest ayat, meaning proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, lawful and unlawful things, and set boundaries of Islamic religion, that you may remember.
الزَّانِيَةُ وَالزَّانِي فَاجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِئَةَ جَلْدَةٍ ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين.
The woman and the man guilty of illegal sexual intercourse, flog each of them with 100 stripes. Let not pity withhold you in their case, in a punishment prescribed by Allah, if you believe in Allah and the last day, and let a party of the believers witness their punishment. Note, this punishment is for unmarried persons guilty of the above crime, but if married persons commit it, the punishment is to stone them to death, according to Allah's law.
الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك وَحُرِّمَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
The adulterer marries not but an adulteress or a mushrika, and the adulteress none marries her except an adulterer or a mushrik. And that means that the man who agrees to marry, meaning have a sexual relation with, a mushrika, meaning female polytheist, pagan, or idolatress, or a prostitute, then surely he is either an adulterer or mushrik, meaning polytheist, pagan, or idolater, and so on. And the woman who agrees to marry, meaning have sexual relation with, a mushrik, meaning polytheist, pagan, or idolater, or an adulterer, then she is either a prostitute or a mushrika, meaning female polytheist, pagan, or idolatress, and so on. Such a thing is forbidden to the believers, meaning of Islamic monotheism.
وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ فَاجْلِدُوهُمْ 80 جَلْدَةً وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
And those who accuse chaste women and produce not 4 witnesses, flog them with 80 stripes, and reject their testimony forever. They indeed are the fasiqun, meaning liars, rebellious, disobedient to Allah.
إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَٰلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
Except those who repent thereafter and do righteous deeds. For such, verily, Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful.
وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ فشهادة أحدهم أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الصادقين.
And for those who accuse their wives but have no witnesses except themselves, let the testimony of one of them be four testimonies, meaning testifies four times by Allah that he is one of those who speak the truth.
والخامسة أن لعنة الله عليه إن كان من الكاذبين.
And the fifth, meaning testimony, should be the invoking of the curse of Allah on him if he be of those who tell a lie, meaning against her.
ويدرأ عنها العذاب أن تشهد أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الكاذبين.
But it shall avert the punishment, meaning of stoning to death, from her if she bears witness four times by Allah that he, meaning her husband, is telling a lie.
والخامسة أن غضب الله عليها إن كان من الصادقين.
And the fifth, meaning testimony, should be that the wrath of Allah be upon her if he, meaning her husband, speaks the truth.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله تواب حكيم.
And had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy on you, He, Allah, would have hastened the punishment upon you, and that Allah is the one who accepts repentance, the All-Wise.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ بَلْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَا اكْتَسَبَ مِنَ الْإِثْمِ والذي تولى كبره منهم له عذاب عظيم.
Verily, those who brought forth the slander, meaning against Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are a group among you. Consider it not a bad thing for you. Nay, it is good for you. Unto every man among them will be paid that which he had earned of the sin. And as for him among them who had the greater share therein, his will be a great torment.
لولا إذ سمعتموه ظن المؤمنون والمؤمنات بأنفسهم خيرا وقالوا هذا إفك مبين.
Why then did not the believers, men and women, when you heard it, meaning the slander, think good of their own people and say, this charge is an obvious lie?
لولا جاءوا عليه بأربعة شهداء فإذ لم يأتوا بالشهداء فأولئك عند الله هم الكاذبون.
Why did they not produce four witnesses? Since they, meaning the slanderers, have not produced witnesses, then with Allah they are the liars.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمسكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم.
Had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy unto you in this world and in the hereafter, a great torment would have touched you for that whereof you had spoken.
إذ تلقونه بألسنتكم وتقولون بأفواهكم ما ليس لكم به علم وتقولون بأفواهكم ما ليس لكم به علم وتحسبونه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم.
When you were propagating it with your tongues, and uttering it with your mouths, that whereof you had no knowledge. You counted it a little thing, while with Allah it was very great.
ولولا إذ سمعتموه قلتم ما يكون لنا أن نتكلم بهذا سبحانك هذا بهتان عظيم.
And why did you not, when you heard it, say, it is not right for us to speak of this. Glory be to you, O Allah, this is a great lie.
يعظكم الله أن تعودوا لمثله أبدا إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Allah forbids you from it and warns you not to repeat the like of it forever. If you are believers.
وَيُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And Allah makes the ayat, meaning proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, and so on, plain to you, and Allah is all-knowing. All wise.
إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
Verily, those who like that, meaning the crime of illegal sexual intercourse, should be propagated among those who believe, they will have a painful torment in this world and in the hereafter. And Allah knows, and you know not.
ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله رؤوف رحيم.
And had it not been for the grace of Allah and His mercy on you, meaning Allah would have hastened the punishment upon you, and that Allah is full of kindness, most merciful.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattabi'u khutuwati ash-shaytan wa man yattabi' khutuwati ash-shaytan fa innahu ya'muru bil fahsha'i wal munkar. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد أبدا ولكن الله يزكي من يشاء وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
O you who believe, follow not the footsteps of the shaitan, Satan. And whosoever follows the footsteps of the shaitan, Satan, then verily he commands al-fahsha, meaning to commit indecency, illegal sexual intercourse, and so on. And al-munkar, meaning disbelief and polytheism, to do evil and wicked deeds, to speak or to do what is forbidden in Islam, and so on. And had it not been for the grace of Allah and His, Allah's, mercy on you, not one of you would have ever been pure from sins. But Allah purifies, meaning guides to Islam, whom He, Allah, wills. And Allah is all-hearer, all-knower.
وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا أُولِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْمُهَاجِرِينَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
And let not those among you who are blessed with graces and wealth swear not to give, meaning any sort of help to their kinsmen, Al-Masaqeen, meaning the poor and those who left their homes for Allah's cause. Let them pardon and forgive. Do you not love that Allah should forgive you? And Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Verily, those who accuse chaste women, who never even think of anything touching their chastity and are good believers, are cursed in this life and in the hereafter, and for them will be a great torment.
يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
On the day when their tongues, their hands, and their legs or feet will bear witness against them as to what they used to do.
يَوْمَئِذٍ يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقَّ وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينُ.
On that day, Allah will pay them the recompense of their deeds in full, and they will know that Allah, He is the manifest truth.
الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم.
Bad statements are for bad people, meaning, or bad women for bad men, and bad people for bad statements, meaning, or bad men for bad women. Good statements are for good people, meaning, or good women for good men, and good people for good statements, meaning, or good men for good women. Such, meaning good people, are innocent of each and every bad statement which they say. For them is forgiveness, and rizqun karim, meaning generous provision, paradise.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tadkhulu buyutan ghayra buyutikum hatta tasta'nisu wa tusallimu ala ahliha. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ.
O you who believe, enter not houses other than your own until you have asked permission and greeted those in them. That is better for you, in order that you may remember.
فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمُ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ.
And if you find no one therein, still enter not until permission has been given. And if you are asked to go back, for it is purer for you, and Allah is all-knower of what you do.
لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ مَسْكُونَةٍ فِيهَا مَتَاعٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا تَكْتُمُونَ.
There is no sin on you that you enter, meaning, without taking permission, houses uninhabited, meaning, not possessed by anybody, when you have any interest in them. And Allah has knowledge of what you reveal and what you conceal.
قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ.
Tell the believing men to lower their gaze, meaning from looking at forbidden things, and protect their private parts, meaning from illegal sexual acts and so on. That is purer for them. Verily, Allah is all aware of what they do.
وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إلا ما ظهر منها وليضربن بخمرهن على جيوبهن ولا يبدين زينتهن إلا لبعولتهن أو آبائهن أو آباء بعولتهن أو أبنائهن أو أبنائهن أو أبناء بعولتهن أو إخوانهن أو بني إخوانهن أو بني أخواتهن أو نسائهن أو ما ملكت أيمانهن أو التابعين غير أولي الإربة من الرجال أو الطفل الذين لم يظهروا على عورات النساء ولا يضربن بأرجلهن ليعلم ما يخفين من زينتهن وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون.
And tell the believing women to lower their gaze, meaning from looking at forbidden things, and protect their private parts, meaning from illegal sexual acts and so on, and do not show off their adornments except only that which is apparent, meaning like palms of hands or one eye or both eyes for necessity to see the way, or outer dress like veil, gloves, head cover, apron, and so on, and to draw their veils all over their juyubihinna, meaning their bodies, faces, necks, and bosoms, and so on, and not to reveal their adornments except to their husbands, their fathers, their husbands' fathers, their sons, their husbands' sons, their brothers or their brothers' sons, and their sisters' sons, and their Muslim women, meaning their sisters in Islam, or the female slave whom their right hand possesses, or old male servants who lack vigor, or small children who have no sense of the shame of sex. And let them stamp not their feet so as to reveal what they hide of their adornment. And all of you beg Allah to forgive you all, O believers, that you may be successful.
وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَى مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And marry those among you who are single, meaning a man who has no wife and the woman who has no husband. And also marry the salihin, meaning pious, fit, and capable ones, of your male slaves and maidservants, meaning female slaves. If they be poor, Allah will enrich them out of His, Allah's bounty. And Allah is all sufficient for His creatures' needs, all knowing, meaning about the state of the people.
وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَالَّذِينَ يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابَ مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَكَاتِبُوهُمْ إِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا وَآتُوهُمْ مِمَّا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ وَلَا تُكْرِهُوا فَتَيَاتِكُمْ عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ إِنْ أَرَدْنَ تَحَصُّنًا لِتَبْتَغُوا عَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَنْ يُكْرِهُنَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِكْرَاهِهِنَّ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And let those who find not the financial means for marriage keep themselves chaste until Allah enriches them of His, Allah's bounty. And such of your slaves as seek a writing, meaning of emancipation, give them such writing, if you know that they are good and trustworthy. And give them something of yourselves out of the wealth of Allah, which He, Allah, has bestowed upon you. And force not your maids to prostitution, if they desire chastity, in order that you may make a gain in the perishable goods of this worldly life. But if anyone compels them, meaning to prostitution, then after such compulsion, Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful, meaning to those women, He, Allah, will forgive them, because they have been forced to do this evil action unwillingly.
وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ وَمَثَلًا مِنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِن قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
And indeed, we, meaning Allah, have sent down for you ayat, meaning proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, and so on, that make things plain, and the example of those who passed away before you, and an admonition for those who are al-muttaqeen, meaning the pious.
Allahu nuru al-samawati wal-ard. مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
الله is the light of the heavens and the earth. The parable of His light is as if there were a niche and within it a lamp. The lamp is in glass, the glass as it were a brilliant star, lit from a blessed tree, an olive, neither of the east, meaning, neither it gets sun rays only in the morning, nor of the west, meaning, nor it gets sun rays only in the afternoon, but it is exposed to the sun all day long, whose oil would only glow forth, meaning, of itself, though no fire touched it. Light upon light, Allah guides to His light whom He, Allah, wills. And Allah sets forth parables for mankind, and Allah is all-knower of everything.
في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال.
In houses, meaning mosques, which Allah has ordered to be raised, meaning to be cleaned and to be honored. In them His name is glorified in the mornings and in the afternoons or the evenings.
رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة. وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار.
Men whom neither trade nor sale diverts them from the remembrance of Allah, meaning with heart and tongue, nor from performing a salat, meaning iqamat al-salat, nor from giving zakat. They fear a day when hearts and eyes will be overturned, meaning from the horror of the torment of the day of resurrection.
لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا عَمِلُوا وَيَزِيدَهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ.
That Allah may reward them according to the best of their deeds, and add even more for them out of His, Allah's grace. And Allah provides without measure to whom He, Allah, wills.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِندَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابَهُ وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ.
As for those who disbelieve, their deeds are like a mirage in a desert. The thirsty one thinks it to be water until he comes up to it. He finds it to be nothing, but he finds Allah with him, who will pay him his due, meaning hell. And Allah is swift in taking account.
أَوْ كَظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرٍ لُجِّيٍّ يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ سَحَابٌ ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور.
Or meaning the state of a disbeliever is like the darkness in a vast deep sea, overwhelmed with a great wave, topped by a great wave, topped by dark clouds, darkness, one above another. If a man stretches out his hand, he can hardly see it. And he for whom Allah has not appointed light, for him there is no light.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالطَّيْرُ صَافَّاتٍ كُلٌّ قَدْ عَلِمَ صَلَاتَهُ وَتَسْبِيحَهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ.
See you not, meaning, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah, He, it is whom, glorify whosoever is in the heavens and the earth, and the birds with wings outspread, meaning, in their flight. Of each one He, Allah, knows indeed His salat, meaning prayer, and His glorification. Or everyone knows His salat, prayer, and His glorification. And Allah is all aware of what they do.
وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ.
And to Allah belongs the sovereignty of the heavens and the earth. And to Allah is the return, meaning of all.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ وَيُنَزِّلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ جِبَالٍ فِيهَا مِنْ بَرَدٍ فَيُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَصْرِفُهُ عَنْ مَنْ يَشَاءُ يَكَادُ سَنَا بَرْقِهِ يَذْهَبُ بِالْأَبْصَارِ.
See you not that Allah drives the clouds gently, then joins them together, then makes them into a heap of layers, and you see the rain comes forth from between them. and He, Allah, sends down from the sky hail like mountains. Or there are in the heaven mountains of hail from where He, Allah, sends down hail. And strike therewith whom He, Allah, will, and avert it from whom He, Allah, wills. The vivid flash of its clouds, lightning, nearly blinds the sight.
يُقَلِّبُ اللَّهُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ
Allah causes the night and the day to succeed each other, meaning if the day is gone, the night comes, and if the night is gone, the day comes, and so on. Truly, in these things is indeed a lesson for those who have insight.
وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّن مَّاءٍ فَمِنْهُم مَّن يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ وَمِنْهُم مَّن يَمْشِي عَلَى رِجْلَيْنِ وَمِنْهُم مَّن يَمْشِي عَلَى أَرْبَعٍ يخلق الله ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير
Allah has created every moving living creature from water. Of them there are some that creep on their bellies, some that walk on two legs, and some that walk on four. Allah creates what He, Allah, wills. Verily, Allah is able to do all things.
لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ وَاللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ
We, meaning Allah, have indeed sent down, meaning in this Quran, manifest ayat, meaning proofs, evidences, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, lawful and unlawful things, and the set boundaries of Islamic religion and so on, that make things clear, showing the right path of Allah. And Allah guides whom He, Allah, wills, to a straight path, meaning to Allah's religion of Islamic monotheism.
وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ وَأَطَعْنَا ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُم مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ
They, meaning hypocrites, say, We have believed in Allah and in the Messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we obey. Then a party of them turn away thereafter. Such are not believers.
وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ
And when they are called to Allah, meaning His words, the Quran, and His messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to judge between them. Lo, a party of them refuse to come and turn away.
وَإِن يَكُن لَهُمُ الْحَقُّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ
But if the right is with them, they come to Him willingly, with submission.
أَفِي قُلُوبِهِم مَرَضٌ أَمِ ارْتَابُوا أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ بَلْ أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ
Is there a disease in their hearts? Or do they doubt or fear least Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should wrong them in judgment? Nay, it is they themselves who are the dhalimun, meaning polytheists, hypocrites, and wrongdoers, and so on.
إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَن يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ
only saying of the faithful believers when they are called to Allah, meaning His words, the Quran, and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to judge between them, is that they say, "We hear and we obey," and such are the prosperous ones, meaning who will live forever in paradise.
وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ.
And whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fears Allah and keeps his duty to Him, such are the successful ones.
وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَئِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ لَيَخْرُجُنَّ قُلْ لَا تُقْسِمُوا طَاعَةٌ مَعْرُوفَةٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
They swear by Allah, their strongest oaths, that if only you would order them, they would leave, meaning their homes, for fighting in Allah's cause. Say, swear you not, this obedience of yours is known, meaning to be false. Verily, Allah knows well what you do.
قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ.
Say, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. But if you turn away, he, meaning Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is only responsible for the duty placed on him, meaning to convey Allah's message, and you for that placed on you. If you obey him, you shall be on the right guidance. The Messenger's duty is only to convey, meaning the message, in a clear way, meaning to preach in a plain way.
وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
Allah has promised those among you who believe and do righteous good deeds that He, Allah, will certainly grant them succession to, meaning the present rulers in the earth, as He, Allah, granted it to those before them, and that He, Allah, will grant them the authority to practice their religion, that which He, Allah, has chosen for them, meaning Islam. And He, Allah, will surely give them in exchange a safe security after their fear, meaning provided they, meaning believers, worship Me, meaning Allah, and do not associate anything, meaning in worship, with Me, meaning Allah. But whoever disbelieved after this, they are the fasiqun, meaning rebellious, disobedient to Allah.
وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
And perform a salat, meaning iqamat al-salat, and give zakat, and obey the Messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you may receive mercy, meaning from Allah.
لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مُعْجِزِينَ فِي الأرض ومأواهم النار ولبئس المصير.
Consider not that the disbelievers can escape in the land. Their abode shall be the fire. And worst indeed is that destination.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِيَسْتَأْذِنْكُمُ الَّذِينَ مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَبْلُغُوا الْحُلُمَ مِنْكُمْ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ من قبل صلاة الفجر وحين تضعون ثيابكم من الظهيرة ومن بعد صلاة العشاء ثلاث عورات لكم ليس عليكم ولا عليهم جناح بعدهن طوافون عليكم بعضكم على بعض كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم.
O you who believe, let your legal slaves and slave girls and those among you who have not come to the age of puberty ask your permission, meaning before they come to your presence, on three occasions, before Fajr, morning prayer, and while you put off your clothes for the noonday, meaning rest, and after Isha, meaning late night prayer. These three times are of privacy for you. Other than these times, there is no sin on you or on them to move about, attending, meaning helping you, each other. Thus, Allah makes clear the ayat, meaning the verses of this Quran, showing proofs for the legal aspects of permission for visits and so on to you. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
وَإِذَا بَلَغَ الْأَطْفَالُ مِنْكُمُ الْحُلُمَ فَلْيَسْتَأْذِنُوا كَمَا اسْتَأْذَنَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And when the children among you come to puberty, then let them also ask for permission, as though senior to them in age. Thus Allah makes clear His ayat, meaning commandments and legal obligations for you. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
وَالْقَوَاعِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِي لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ أن يضعن ثيابهن غير متبرجات بزينة وأن يستعففن خير لهن والله سميع عليم.
And as for women past childbearing who do not expect wedlock, it is no sin on them if they discard their outer clothing in such a way as not to show their adornments, but to refrain, meaning not to discard their outer clothing, is better for them. And Allah is all here, all knower.
لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجِ حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَا عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ أَن تَأْكُلُوا مِن بُيُوتِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ آبَائِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ إِخْوَانِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ أَخَوَاتِكُمْ أَوْ بُيُوتِ أَعْمَامِكُمْ أو بيوت أعمامكم أو بيوت عماتكم أو بيوت أخوالكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو بيوت خالاتكم أو ما ملكتم مفاتحه أو صديقكم ليس عليكم جناح أن تأكلوا جميعا أو أشتاتا فإذا دخلتم بيوتا فسلموا على أنفسكم تحية من عند الله تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبًا كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات لعلكم تعقلون.
There is no restriction on the blind, nor any restriction on the lame, nor any restriction on the sick, nor on yourselves. If you eat from your houses, or the houses of your fathers, or the houses of your mothers, or the houses of your brothers, or the houses of your sisters, or the houses of your father's brothers, or the houses of your father's sisters, or the houses of your mother's brothers, or the houses of your mother's sisters, or from that whereof you hold keys, or from the houses of a friend. No sin on you, whether you eat together or apart. But when you enter the houses, greet one another with a greeting from Allah, meaning, say, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, blessed and good. Thus Allah makes clear the ayat, meaning these verses, or your religious symbols and signs and so on, to you that you may understand.
إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله وإذا كانوا معه على أمر جامع لم يذهبوا حتى يستأذنوه. إن الذين يستأذنونك أولئك الذين يؤمنون بالله ورسوله فإذا استأذنوك لبعض شأنهم فأذن لمن شئت منهم واستغفر لهم الله إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
The true believers are only those who believe in the oneness of Allah and His Messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they are with Him on some common matter, they go not away until they have asked His permission. Verily, those who ask your permission, those are they who really believe in Allah and His Messenger. So if they ask your permission for some affair of theirs, give permission to whom you will of them, and ask Allah for their forgiveness. Truly, Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful.
لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ لِوَاذَا فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
Make not the calling of the Messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, among you as your calling of one another. Allah knows those of you who slip away under shelter, meaning of some excuse without taking permission to leave, from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let those who oppose the Messenger's, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's, commandment, meaning his sunnah, legal ways, orders, acts of worship, statements, and so on, among the sects, be aware lest some fitna, meaning disbelief, trials, afflictions, earthquakes, killing, overpowered by a tyrant, and so on, befall them, or a painful torment be inflicted on them.
أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ قَدْ يَعْلَمُ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَيَوْمَ يُرْجَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
Certainly, to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. Surely, He, Allah, knows your condition, and He, Allah, knows the day when they will be brought back to Him, Allah. Then He, Allah, will inform them of what they did. And Allah is all-knower of everything.